This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An 18-year-old has been charged with murder and the killing of two teens at an alternative educational program for at-risk youth in Des Moines, Iowa.
Preston Walls is charged with two counts of murder and one count of attempted murder in the shooting at the Starts Right Here program. Two other teenage males, an 18-year-old and a 16-year-old, were killed in the attack. The program's founder, 49-year-old William Holmes, who goes by the stage name Will Keeps, was injured. Police say Walls and the two students killed all had gang affiliations and were in opposing gangs. They say Walls was on supervised pretrial release on a weapons charge and had removed an ankle bracelet 16 minutes before he went to the school with a gun. I'm Ben Thomas.
Seven people were killed in two related shootings Monday in a coastal community south of San Francisco. Authorities say four people were found dead and one critically wounded from one gunshot mid-afternoon or from gunshots mid-afternoon. The other three were found dead at a business several miles away. The county's office says 67-year-old Chun Li Zhao is in custody. And VOA's Michael Sullivan reports investigators are still looking for the motive in the weekend shooting deaths in that dance hall in Southern California.
Police are seeking a motive for the shooting in Monterey Park and for a second failed attack at another dance club in a nearby city, averted when a man wrestled the gun away from the gunman. The suspected shooter, 72-year-old Hu Con Tran, later took his life inside a getaway van. But the thoughts of the residents were with the victims. Darren Yan came to grieve.
Because these innocent people, they don't deserve to, you know, be gone in a situation like this.
That's VOA's Michael Sullivan reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. According to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Russia was willing to negotiate with Ukraine in the early months of the war, but the United States and other Western nations advised Kyiv against holding talks. Lavrov's remarks on a visit to South Africa were similar to those made last year by Russian President Vladimir Putin. The U.S. and other Western nations have said that Russia is not serious about hammering out a deal to end the nearly year-long war, which began on February 24th. European Union foreign ministers discussed a possible 10th sanctions package against Russia and agreed to more than $540 million in new military spending for Ukraine. More from Paris, Lisa Bryant for VOA.
European foreign ministers meeting in Brussels failed to make progress on one key sticking point, getting Germany to formally greenlight EU member states sending its Leopard tanks to Ukraine, which Kyiv says are vital to its war efforts.
Jeder, der auf die Ukraine schaut, der sieht.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has suggested Germany will not oppose countries like Poland sending the tanks, but there has been no announcement beyond that. Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau says his country will send Kyiv the tanks anyway. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
In the U.S., health officials proposed all healthy Americans should get one COVID-19 shot annually, similar to the flu shot. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
In briefing documents ahead of a meeting on Thursday, the FDA made clear it hopes annual shots will encourage more Americans to roll up their sleeves.
We need to do something different because right now it's confusing.
Infectious diseases physician Dr. Bruce Farber.
And one consistent, unified message with a standard schedule, I think, would make a lot of sense.
The proposal will be examined by an FDA expert panel on Thursday. If the panel votes in favor of the proposal and is backed by the FDA and the CDC, Pfizer and Moderna's bivalent vaccines, which target both the Omicron and the original variants, would be used for all COVID vaccine doses and not just as boosters.
That is Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reporting. Most of Pakistan was left without power on Monday as energy-saving measures by the government backfired. The outage spread panic and raised questions about the cash-strapped government's handling of the country's economic crisis. It all started when electricity was turned off during low-usage hours overnight to conserve fuel across the country, leaving the technicians unable to boot up the system all at once after daybreak. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.